Hello, this is Rich Benack, and we're going to do the Shankil Spear Kata 1 and 2. Now just find some place and get nice and comfortable. You can be laying down or sitting up, but some place where you will be very, very comfortable. Now take a deep breath in and hold it. Hold it for as long as you can, and then when you can't hold it anymore, release it. Let it go. Feel the waves of relaxation filling your body. And now, take another deep breath. Breathing in and hold it. Hold it as long as possible. And then let it out. Release it. Feel how relaxed you are when you exhale. The waves of relaxation filling your body. And now, take one last breath, holding it, a deep breath. And now, release it, let it go. Feel your body relaxing all the way from your head to your toes. Just feel it. Feel it throughout your entire body. Now focus on your toe, your big toe on your right side, and just feel it beginning to relax. Feel the muscles and tendons relaxing as this relaxation moves up to your ankle. Feel the whole foot beginning to become more and more relaxed. Your right foot, this relaxation is now moving up to your calf. The muscles are becoming more and more relaxed. Just feel it. Just feel this relaxation as it moves up to the knee, as the muscles, ligaments, and tendons relax and become more and more comfortable. As this relaxation then moves up to your thigh, the muscle and your thighs are becoming soft, loose, and limp. Just feel it. And now your whole right leg should be completely relaxed, loose, and limp, and relaxed. And now focus on your left toe. Feel it beginning to become more and more relaxed as this relaxation moves up into your foot and now to your ankle on your left foot as the muscles and tendons and joints become more and more relaxed. And this relaxation is now moving into your calf, and the muscle is relaxing, letting go, becoming much more loose and limp. As this wave of relaxation moves up into your knee, feel the muscles, ligaments, and tendons loosening up, letting go, relaxing. And now this relaxation, this wave, moves up into your thigh, feeling so relaxed, so comfortable, more relaxed than you've ever been before. And this wave of relaxation continues upward, moving into your hips and buttocks as they become more and more relaxed, loose and limp, comfortable. This relaxation feels so good. The whole bottom of your half of your body is so relaxed, so comfortable. And this wave of relaxation continues to move up into your stomach and lower back. You can feel the muscles letting go, losing any tension as you relax, become more and more loose, more and more limp. And this wave of relaxation continues up your body into your chest, and you can feel the muscles of your chest relaxing, letting go, feeling all the muscles just relaxing, becoming more and more comfortable as this wave of relaxation now moves up into your shoulders. You can feel it. Your shoulders are becoming so loose, so light, more relaxed than they've ever been before. You can feel all the tension draining away from your shoulders as this wave then moves down into your arms and your hands. This relaxation moving down to your fingers as your whole arm becomes so loose, limp, light, completely relaxed. And now the wave continues to move up, moving up into your neck. And just feel your neck muscles becoming more and more relaxed, more loose, more limp. And it continues upward into your face. All your face muscles are so relaxed, so loose, so limp, more relaxed than they've ever been before. And just now feel your whole body is relaxed. And just visualize any remaining tension or tightness or discomfort draining away from your body. Feel it moving from your body down into the floor. Feel this tension and tightness and discomfort draining away into the earth's crust, moving on down deeper into the earth, from the crust into the mantle of the earth. This tension and tightness is moving down. Finally, it moves down to the fiery core of the earth, where it is consumed by the flames, very hot, bright flames, destroying this tension, this tightness, after it's left your body. And just feel yourself continuing to relax so deeply, more relaxed than you've ever been before. And just feel your comfort, how comfortable your body is, how comfortable your muscles are, your joints. You can feel yourself ready to begin the Shankhil Spear Kata 1. Now visualize yourself in a circle with four stones, one to the north, one to the south, one to the east, and one to the west. Just visualize this circle, feel the power in it, the power running through this circle. You can feel it in your body, this power. Perhaps it's confidence, the confidence that you know you have, the confidence you will have when you do the Shankhil Spear Kata 1. Within this circle of power, surrounded by the four large stones representing the four directions. And now visualize yourself holding your spear. Feel it in your hand. It could be your left hand or your right hand. It's the hand you are most comfortable with. And as you hold this spear, you are feeling very, very comfortable. The spear feels natural in your hand. And every time you hold this spear, you will feel more and more comfortable, more confident in yourself. You'll feel like you have complete control of your body, of your mind, and that you know this kata. Now feel how light this sword is in your hand. It feels like a natural part of your body. This spear feels completely natural in you. It's an extension of your arm. It's an extension of your body. You holding this spear will make you more and more comfortable than you've ever been before. It will fill you with the confidence that you know you have when you do this kata. Now continue to visualize yourself in this circle, the circle of power, holding this spear. The spear that is so confident fills you with confidence. And now we will begin the spear kata one. So just take the spear and do a large striking movement to your partner's right shoulder. It's a big motion and the spear feels very, very natural. And then your partner blocks naturally. And then you do another big motion and strike to your partner's left shoulder. Again, very, very slowly, so naturally. And your partner, of course, blocks it perfectly. And then you do a strike to your partner's right knee using a big motion, which they then block easily. And then you do another strike, a strike to your partner's left knee. And then they block that easily because you're using very safe stage combat techniques. And now they do a thrust towards your partner, missing them by 6 inches or 12 inches. This is a very safe thrust, knowing that you're not near, you're coming near your partner, and they easily block it with a block. They block it with their spear or sword, and with an easy roof block, and then take and deflect this sword strike. And now they begin their part of the kata, as they do a strike to your left shoulder, which you easily block, and then another strike to your right shoulder, and you easily block that with your spear. And then they do a strike to your left knee, which you easily block, so easily. And you move as they do the strike to your right knee, you just move the spear over and it blocks and deflects that strike. And as they do a very safe thrust with the spear, you do a roof block with your spear very easily, also deflecting the strike. And then you both face your partner and you bow, feeling very, very confident, knowing that you were completely safe and knowing that you're working with a partner you have complete and total confidence in. And they stand there for a second, facing your partner, feeling the confidence of knowing that you've done a very, very good job of kata one, feeling the power, feeling the confidence that you are in complete control. And now we're going to do the Shankil kata two. Feel yourself getting ready. As you do take your spear and feel so light, and you do a strike on to the right, your partner's right shoulder, using a big motion. Then they block it easily. And then your partner does a strike to your left shoulder using a big motion, which you then easily block with your spear. Now you do a strike to your partner's right knee, using a big slow motion. And your partner easily blocks that because you have complete confidence in them. And then your partner does a strike to your left knee, which you easily and confidently block. And now you do a thrust towards your partner, missing them by several inches, in that which they easily block with a roof block, deflecting it. And then they initiate the attack. They do a strike to your left shoulder, feeling that you block it easily. And then you do a strike to their right shoulder with your spear, which they easily and confidently block. Then your partner does a strike to your left knee. You drop the spear and easily block it. So easily. Your spear is so light. And then your partner does a strike to your right knee. And you just move the spear and block it. You can feel how confident you are with your spear. And as your partner now initiates a thrust that will miss you by 6 inches or perhaps a foot, you do a perfect roof block with your spear. And this then protects you. And you use this roof block to deflect the spear back to your partner. And then you come back into attention, facing your partner, feeling very confident in your partner. And you bow toward each other and smile, knowing that you're dealing with a partner who has your best interest, who is relaxed and as well trained as you are. And you have now done Shankil Spear Kata 1 and Shankil Spear Kata 2 with perfect precision, perfect confidence. You are ready to do this. You can do this anytime in front of a crowd. You can do this in your robes because you have complete confidence in yourself. Whenever you pick up your spear or your sword, you will have complete confidence in your ability. You will feel very natural with this spear or this sword in your hand. It is so light. It is a natural extension of your body. You're able to move it very easily and with very, very strong confidence, because you have the expertise to do this kata, the Shankil kata 1 and 2, with perfect precision, perfect confidence, perfect relaxation. And now, as I count up from 1 to 5, you're going to come back feeling very, very relaxed, very, very confident in your skills. 1, be feeling the energy coming back. 2, coming back, feeling relaxed, loose, and limp. 3, filled with confidence and energy. 4, ready to do any work that's necessary. 5, and now you're back. You've done a great job. Congratulations.